Trade Zone with click and collect or same day delivery. Get $100 off your first order when you spend $500 or more. Use promo code WELCOME100 at tradezone.com.au.
Good story.
Who's that from, though? It's a number you haven't got the name
for. Yeah.
Who was it?
It's from a mate that gave me the Clarko mail.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's The Bump.
Oh, the Crows and Port Adelaide were the big, big stories out of last weekend, both winning by a point. Umpire had a howler, so the Crows got up. Port Adelaide fought and fought and fought, played terribly, but still got the 4 points. Good news at the Crows, Doudé, the future captain, has signed on for another couple of years. We'll talk about other signings like Bontempelli as well. There is so much happening in the world of football. How are you, men?
Very good, Dits. And how brave is it that Jars is here today? Give him a round of applause, everybody. Couldn't do the rush hour last week. Couldn't do Dead Set Legends last week.
No.
Couldn't do the bump last week.
No.
By the way, we got record numbers without him. But he could coach Williston.
Yeah.
Hey. How sick were you?
I was on a drip, Dits.
How sick?
I was on a drip.
He went to training Tuesday, Thursday as well.
No, I did not.
Did you train Williston during the week?
No, I didn't. My assistant coach took over.
No rush hour, no Dead Set Legends, no bump, but you can coach
on the verge of seeing the man upstairs and sitting next alongside of him. That's where I was. But I'm back. I'm back with my boys, raring to go, firing on all cylinders.
What did you have wrong with you?
Well, I had pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Oh, I did, Tits.
What? Pneumonia takes about 8 weeks to get over.
Well, you can even spell pneumonia, let alone bloody catch it.
P-N-E-U. Anyway, let's go.
So it's just called new. Now, good that Limo could join us this week, too.
Yeah.
We didn't get the chance to talk about Hawthorn losing to North Melbourne last week because you weren't here.
So this line's breaking up, guys. I can't hear very well.
Are you tanking?
Yes, we want a high draft pick. Happy to tank for the year.
Oh, you're going to get it.
I've got no issues with that.
Yeah. Well, just don't trade it for someone like Wingard again this time, will you?
Yeah, good move that is.
We'll try not to. We're just hoping that Collingwood and North Melbourne don't out-tank us. I think North Melbourne have got us covered at the moment.
All right, let's look at the footy. Everyone's had their say. Deliberate out of bounds. Byrne, when I'm watching the footy, seriously, you have not got a clue what they're about to pay, and it should be better than that.
Yeah, well, we spoke on the way in today, Jars. I reckon. I think it should be last touch out of bounds. I think it would
get rid of all the confusion.
Get rid of the confusion. If it's off hands, I'm happy to relax the off hands a little bit if you tap it out. As long as it's not too bad.
So a spoil or something like that.
Yeah, a spoil, that's not deliberate. But even if in general play, I'm happy to relax that a little bit, but have the last touch. Handball or kick out of
bounds. You know, the quick kicks forward or whatever, and we know, that was just an accidental kick. It didn't quite find the target, dribbled out of play. Should they be paid? Because that's what they're doing.
No, just pay them. They're paying them anyway. So take the confusion out. Easier for the umpires. They can concentrate on other things they should be concentrating on, like holding the ball at the moment.
So that's what they play in the SANFL.
I think it's fine. I've seen the SANFL. I think it works fine. Then the players know if it's out of bounds, there's no confusion. They don't argue. Coaches know. You know, when they flick to the coaches there, when it goes out of bounds, they're all going up in arms. But if you clear it up,
If this happened at the MCG, Crows v Richmond, right? Same scenario. Guess what would have happened?
A riot.
No, umpire would have paid it free kick to Richmond.
Yeah,
they would have paid deliberate.
Yeah. On the weekend, Port Adelaide and Collingwood, it was quite noticeable to me. Seriously, Port Adelaide pinged early for a couple of deliberates out.
Yep.
Mm. If they had paid them against Collingwood, they would have burnt the place down. And they didn't pay them.
You're not whinging about the umpires.
Yes, I am.
Again,
I am.
You are unbelievable. Anytime Port goes average, it's the bloody umpires' fault.
The umpires were shocking for the first four goals.
Unbelievable. Bloody umpires.
In saying that with the umpires, they're late in games, their mindset or their decisions change. They pay them all during the season, during the game, and then late in games, when the game's on the line, we've seen, I think, four examples now where the game is in the balance, less than a kick. Umpires go, I don't want to be the one that's going to pay that. No. Why not just pay it?
They showed the footage of where the umpire was. He was actually blocked. That's what they're saying. He was right behind the cluster of players.
In the Crows game?
Yes, that's what they're saying.
There's three of them.
Oh, God.
Game's never been so confusing to watch.
No, that Roo knows that because that's what he said in his text message exchange with Roo after the game when Roo was asking where to send the flowers.
Anyway, there was about 20 other decisions that were wrong during the night with holding the balls and everything. So why are we concentrating on one bloody decision?
Mm. No, well, there's two. The keys one as well.
Well,
holding the ball.
He got rid of it?
Yeah, after about three
circles. Yeah, but you can do 3,000 donuts and not get rid of the ball.
Why aren't they playing holding the ball? Yeah. Why aren't they? Do you know, is there a drink of Roo that
but
it makes
ridiculous.
The game flow? Or?
Ratton talked about it last week.
It's been
for once they
weeks.
Didn't listen to him. And they need to reward tacklers a little bit more than they are.
But it's changed the last 3 weeks. It's changed.
What do you mean
the
changed?
The first round it changed was when Ratton brought it up. What? And it's been 2 more weeks since that. They've just let holding the ball basically go. They haven't
it's
played
got worse
it.
Worse since Ratton said it.
That's what I mean. That was the first week they stopped paying holding the ball. There's obviously a directive
after he
to
said
the umpires.
It.
If I could just give you, an example out of the Port Adelaide game of when Travis Bowe ran down side bottom on the 50 and caught him absolute red-handed holding the ball.
Yeah.
Play on.
Yep. Did you
a
make it
later,
that far through the game?
A minute later, Boat gets caught holding the ball. He's being
caught. Oh,
I'm telling you, it's ridiculous.
There's no consistency. Mm.
Boat should have got rid of
that. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was looking at that game, Dits, and I was thinking, why have Port only kicked 2 goals to half time?
Yeah.
And now I realise it's because of the umpire.
Thank you.
They're a bit rattled from the banner.
Let's
Dits,
talk about
Ellie.
The Crows
we'll
for
back, Lamo.
30 more seconds. All right. Ben Keysroo is having an enormous season. How did he not get a go at Brisbane?
Well, it just happens sometimes, doesn't it, that you can get a kick up the backside and play better at a second club. It's happened so many times before. Look at Jared Lyons. He was moved on. Not moved on. He got a better offer to leave Adelaide.
He's moved on from
And
from
he moved
Gold
on
Coast.
From Gold Coast as well. So he's on his third club.
Yep.
Look at Hickey at Sydney. He's on his third club and he's playing
fourth.
He's easily playing his best footy. So sometimes it just happens. Sometimes you click when you get older.
When you recruited Keys, was he a lockdown mid?
No, he was,
did you recruit him for that purpose?
No, the guys that watched him said, I reckon he just needs a go. So when you get him those ones at the bottom end, like off a rookie list, there's a punt. You're tossing
a
coin.
You've got to look, I love his passion. I love his work rate. He cares. He fights for that jumper. But his ball use at times can be questioned.
Yeah, well, that's
he's not
why
the
he's
best
a rookie.
Field kick going around.
That's why he's a rookie. That's why he's getting paid according to what he's paid. But every good side, premiership sides included, you've got to have a workhorse.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we used to have Rob Shirley back in the oil plant. You would have had one at Melbourne.
Yeah, we didn't
Port
have
Adelaide
have
had those.
Yeah. Jars North was Adelaide that had role. Jars. No, it's opportunity. To answer your question, Diz. Answer your question, Diz. Just shut him down for a sec, Jazz. I think it's opportunity. He was playing sort of a half forward, small forward role at Brisbane, and here he's getting a run in the midfield. Got his body right, getting...
I love playing with those blokes. I love playing with blokes you know are going to give 110% all the time.
But he's not an elite midfielder, they did.
You know what you're going to get
he's playing
from
well.
Him.
Yeah. He's playing well.
Every week
playing
you know what
his
you're
role. Tex Walker, I'll be honest, I was in the camp that thought he's getting towards the end. It's his last year. He has to get one more year, surely.
Oh, yeah. He will.
Yeah. Of course he will.
Yeah.
When
hang on, Roo, you've never seen that before. You're saying, of course he will.
Yeah.
Well, you think he will, don't you?
When are you going to sign him?
Of course he will, won't he?
So when will he re-sign for another year? Well, and Paul Seedsman?
I reckon it was 2 weeks ago before he had pneumonia. And I said,
before you nearly died.
We'll
now he's got amnesia.
It'll be 3 weeks.
Come on. Show him amnesia.
What'd you say?
The amnesia.
Anyway, that's the great news.
Course
he deserves it. He's been wonderful.
Great news. He hasn't got the deal.
Right, so just to be clear, Roo, he definitely maybe could be.
He might
no,
be.
Probably.
He should
of
be.
Course.
And they'll
with
get back to
his,
us.
Both his fingers crossed. Hey, can I? You know when Tex kicked that goal on the weekend? Just think back of that vision. How funny was it? I think it was Harry Schoenberg. Players ran up to him. Harry Schoenberg jumped up into his arms, and he jumped up so high, Tex grabbed him with one arm, and he was cradling him like I carry my 4-year-old daughter. It was like just his little kid Tex was carrying around.
We're a young side. We're developing a lot of kids.
Tom Duday, that's good news, Roo.
Yeah, it is good news. A couple of years, so that takes him to free agency, which means we'll get shafted in a couple of years, like all free agents
do. Glass half full, Roo.
Nah, I'm just joking.
Why didn't you offer him a 5-year contract like you did with most of our blokes?
How do you know he didn't?
If he's the future.
How do you know he didn't?
Oh, money just asking.
They like to go to free agency so they can get the maximum dollars.
Oh, so you offered him $5 million.
I didn't say that.
Back. Oh, no, he's on the move.
Might have been three.
He's on the move. The 11th player to sign this year. Well done to the footy club.
They're going well. The turtle, as we used to call him. Yeah. So he's a bit slow getting signatures.
The muffin, isn't he? The muffin.
No, he's losing his shell. He's getting a bit faster.
Not bagging the club.
I haven't seen his press conference after the signing. Is it one of those hostage videos like everyone else who's signed this year? I am so excited to be with the club for another year.
It's great. The guns are pointed at him just off camera.
You can't see him, yeah.
Love the way the club is going.
Well done. All right, we've talked about the Crows enough, I reckon. Can we talk about Port Adelaide now? How did you see that performance on the weekend? I was shattered watching that.
Take the four points, Dits, and move on. You're not going to play your best.
I don't think you can move on. They've been up and down for 6 weeks now, Port.
The only thing I wouldn't move on from is your starts. Your starts are a real concern. Again, Colling, in a low-scoring game, kicked the first 4 goals. Yeah. Bloody lucky to get away with it. That's one for me. I would just move on. Collingwood just dragged you down to a shit standard of footy. And to get away with that, I think you just move on quickly. But I'd touch on the starts. They're a concern.
Yeah, but what about the Brisbane game and the West Coast game and the other game that I can't think of at the moment? There's actually
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, they just beaten by their side. I think they played well that night, so that doesn't worry me. But they're actually playing average footy too many times.
Mm.
For a side that Jarz said wouldn't lose a game.
Their contested stuff, when they play poorly, they're contested. It's just a big discrepancy between when they win and when they lose, and
I don't think we're a great contested side.
But when you say that, the players for it, Ollie Wines, one of the best contested players you got. Power Pepper, Boak's good.
We're saying Boak and Wines are playing brilliantly. Yeah. We're talking about their midfield being poor.
Yeah. So that's my question. Like why are they good in the contest when Port play well, or do Port play well when those guys are good in the contest? It's the chicken or the egg.
You're missing your kids.
Yeah, we are, funnily enough.
But I've got to say, your form line of Darcy Byrne-Jones, Hartlett and Rosie would be concerning Kenny.
Yeah, what's wrong with Rosie at the moment? Is he playing with a bad foot? Do we know?
He must be.
He's not He's not making any impact. Mm. Yeah, he's not playing with the arrogance.
He probably will go out of the side, you reckon, if that continues. Mm. Maybe even this week. With Fantasia coming back this week, they said he's available, so... He's certainly in front of Rosie at this stage.
Maybe it's just those players that are sort of like on the end of the ice cream a little bit, struggling a little bit.
What do you mean by that? On the end of the ice cream?
Yeah, the players that do well when the side's going well.
You're saying they're licking the ice cream too much?
No, you need those players.
No, they've got quite a few of those players that do play well.
But every club's got those type of players.
Though. Yeah, you need them.
I'm saying maybe Port at the moment...
Too many of them.
They're waiting at the ice cream.
They got the balance wrong.
Downhill skiers, right?
Well, I'm not saying that downhill skiers, but there are players that play better when the side's going better, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they're on the end of the hard work or the inside work, and when that doesn't get done,
that's licking the ice cream.
You've hit the nail on the head there. We've got too many of those types.
And they miss Rockcliffe.
Let's name them then. Who? Rosie, you're saying?
No. Rosie's a superstar.
He's a star.
He's obviously down on form.
Fantasia's one. Marshall.
I'll do it in reverse because I don't think it's fair for me to name people at the Port Footy Club who look at me and go, "Well, you've never played a game, mate." But
you can have your say as a supporter. You're entitled to as a member.
When Richmond played in a grand final, I look at them. They haven't got one of those blokes. So I'm going to name. All right, Riley Bonner in defence. Amon on a wing. Marshall at centre half forward.
Fantasia.
Farrell, great finisher.
Motlop.
What I'm saying is they are all the players that get on the end of great work.
Yep.
Right?
Agree.
Like Marshall, you know, Kenny loves him. Marshall doesn't bust the pack apart at centre half forward and take the mark. He gets on the end of a good bit of work and takes a mark, kicks a clever goal. He can do that. He had 7 touches on the weekend. I can name games where he's had 3 touches, 4 touches. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Now, anyone listening, and if Kenny's listening, he'll go, "What would you know?
Yep.
You're a soft squash player." I cop that. I understand that. Richmond would have one of those players in their grand final side, not 6 or 7.
Yep.
Is that fair?
Yeah, no, 100%. I agree with you.
I said to Rue earlier, off before we got on this show, if you had Vlosten running full pelt against one of those players, for example, who plays in defence for Richmond, I know he's going to get the ball. Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Richmond a few of those.
Richmond have all Vlosten-type players.
Yeah. Maybe all of those you know, most of those players won't be in there when you get all your players back, if you get all your players back.
Well, you can't play too many of them in
well,
the same
Amon's
side.
Well, Amon's in the... He was in All-Australian form. You're not going to...
And he is burnt.
He is, no.
But you can't... I'm just saying, though, can't have all of those types in the same side.
Rue just said those players might not be in there when you get your players
Amon's
back.
No, Amon's in every
Amon's
week.
Amon's in
no
every
worries.
Day of the week.
Who are you saying will be out then?
Oh, well, I don't think Bonner's in your best side. Motlop's on the edge, I think. Marshall's on the edge when you've got all your fit guys, your big fellas.
Is Marshall the forward that goes out, you think?
No, he won't be. Well, we know for a fact, Ken loves... Marshall will play every week, no doubt about that.
I reckon Marshall cost you the premiership last year. I would have played West off in that prelim final.
A lot of people said that. A lot of people said that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I said that that week as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Whether that would have changed it, you never know.
Look, but Ken likes him, and sometimes when coaches like a player, they like him for a reason that we don't know about.
Yeah.
He must do something out in the field that we don't know about. And that's all well and good. He is entitled to that. But I would play Laddams, Dixon, and Lysette and Georgiadis instead of...
Well, Laddams is on the outer from what I'm told.
Well, he's that's a concern. He's not a number one ruckman.
When they're all fit.
He has to be at the moment.
Well, I know.
Laddams is not in your 22 when everyone's fit.
When they're
fit.
All fit, Laddams won't be in the side.
In
that's
there.
The male.
Well, it's Laddams or Marshall.
That's what I'm told.
It's Laddams or Marshall.
Who's going to second ruck Chuck?
Probably.
Yes, that's what they had been doing.
You can't take – you can't. It doesn't work
your
when
best
Chuck
forward.
Goes second chop out ruck.
Why doesn't it work?
Because it takes away from the big key forward up forward.
Well, have some. That's why you have Laddams in the side.
Laddams not up to it.
Let's go down to tin tacks then. You're the football experts. On the weekend, watching that Port game, in the first half, Laddams got thrashed, fair to say.
Well,
Grundy,
one of the best ruckmen.
Right.
Yeah.
In the second half, I'd say the heat was put on him. He really bounced back. Yep. He took marks around the ground.
Yep.
And I was wrapped for him. I thought, good on you, lad, you've had a go, you've had a crack. But you're going to come up against a quality player like
finals.
Grundy in finals.
Correct.
Do you play Laddam?
Having a crack isn't... You need to be doing more than having a crack
exactly.
if
but
you're the number one ruckman, don't you?
But I'm just saying,
you?
He didn't drop his bundle
saying,
and sulk and whatever.
Very good to bounce back.
And you can't have your coach whacking you at half-time every game you play.
And you can't have your number one ruckman. You can't be picking him because he has a crack. You need him taking it to the
doing
other ruckman.
We were four goals down because of a lot of stuff Grundy did.
Yep.
I thought.
Well, we kicked two goals, I think. Yep.
It's very different being the number two ruckman to the number one ruckman. Number two ruckman, you're doing 5 to 8 minutes a quarter in the ruck.
Yep.
Okay? Number one ruckman, you're doing 25 minutes in the quarter.
Okay.
It's totally different.
So why isn't Sam Hayes getting an
endurance
opportunity?
Beast. You have to be really
clearly,
good.
They clearly haven't
well,
got
Sam
him ahead
Sam Hayes
of...
needs an opportunity.
He's not fit enough, they
well,
reckon. He's not a great runner.
He's not a great runner.
Nah. Well, and you're saying if he's going to be number one ruck, he needs to be an endurance beast.
You well, you
said.
Do, don't you?
Well, and he's apparently, running-wise, is not his strength. Not too bad in the contest. Good tap ruckman, but... I don't know whether his running ability would enable him to be the number one ruck.
I reckon this game against Freo is a dead set danger
it's
game.
It's a real
this week.
Danger game.
Freo are going okay. People think about Freo and they just think, oh, they're hopeless like they were 3 years ago. They're on the improve.
No, they're going the right route. They're sitting just outside the eight, aren't they? Ninth, I think.
Around the mark.
Richmond and ninth. That's their spot.
Tenth. Yeah.
Are they back in ninth? They spent
yes,
so
they
long
are.
There for so many years.
The balance of the universe is restored with Richmond at ninth. Hey, can I, just while you're looking that up, Bern, can I just mention the banners from this game on the weekend? The
yes.
Port Collingwood
yeah,
game?
I like this.
So the Collingwood banner, don't know what you think of this one, Dits. It reads as read as follows. Is black and white ours? Without a doubt, yes. Stick to wearing teal and wrecking in excess.
Oh.
Yeah. Poetic.
Nah, I
no
can't
mistakes.
Agree with that.
No mistakes on the banner.
No errors at all. Mind you, I didn't mind the Port banner either, which has got almost no press. Did you guys see the Port banner?
Oh, here
no.
we go.
No.
This is from the weekend at the MCG. The Port banner read, we'll make you pay... You because there's again tapping into the prison bar fury over the Port potentially getting fined. We'll make you pay. You can never fine us because you'll leave the G with a dose of coronavirus.
Yay! Good to have you back, Limo.
Now, just on the jumper gate situation, what about I was sitting on my couch at home just to try to mind my own business and watch my team play, and a South Australian commentator in Luke Darcy had this to say.
There's a few eagle-eyed watchers of footy having a look at Port Adelaide's jumper and saying, where is the teal today? That's a black V. Are we just keeping the needle going, BT?
Oh, really?
I'm getting some messages through.
See the scoreboard at the bottom? That's where the teal is.
You're probably right, but...
You're right, though.
Doesn't it normally have teal in it?
I would have thought.
Yeah.
A strip of teal normally in that
come
V.
Hey. It's strange. an ongoing story, that one. We'll see if we can keep you updated on that. Got some official word through that they've been wearing this particular jumper since 2019, BT, and the till disappeared back in 2018, so there's no conspiracy can jump to here.
Now, Luke Darcy, I thought you were smarter than that.
Come on,
Australian too.
Where's Ross Trevor, boy?
Yeah.
Where's Collingwood's away Guernsey? So he spent 5 minutes rabbiting on about Port Adelaide's away jumper, which is a class jumper. It's actually grey.
It was only banter.
No, but then he fueled it and everyone got on social media and started arguing about it, saying, why aren't Port wearing till? Seriously, and when will the AFL do something about Collingwood's Guernsey? No. And they're away Guernsey.
Collingwood play Adelaide in Adelaide, don't they, next weekend? We'll find out.
And they will wear black and white stripes.
Yeah, they just have a little bit more white than black, but it's still black and white stripes. They're the only one that don't change at all, basically.
Joke.
They're scared of them.
Scared
of them.
Come on, Das.
Anyway. Well, hang on, he's part of the Triple M family,
Das. Good work, Das.
Hey, his son could be as high as number one. They're talking top five draft pick for the Doggies.
Really?
This year.
Yeah, right.
So they've had Hugo Hagen when they finished in the top eight as a number one pick, and now they're going to get another top five pick.
Jeez, and could win the flag this year.
And that was Luke Darcy. And Bernie, you mentioned Triple M there, the Triple M family.
Yeah.
So can I just point out some of your work from the weekend? I was in the car driving home. I was listening to the Hawthorn-Carlton game on Triple M. And Bernie Vince, talk about... See, when you get special comments, you want insights that leave you better informed, that leave you knowing more about the game, the stuff you're not going to get elsewhere. Well, have a listen to this little bit of gold from Bernie Vince on the weekend.
As the sun goes down over the Great Southern Stand, possibly
you
the
think
last
we'll
time.
We'll ever see it again.
Yeah, Bernie said this is it. So say goodbye to the sun as it drops down behind the stand.
It is unusual, Doc, that Bernard has today said that we may never see the sun again.
We're halfway through the sun.
We will see it, but he was saying in what a few billion years.
Future generation.
We're halfway through the sun's life, and it's 4.6 billion years old, and it's got 5 billion to go.
So I'm sorry, Bernie Vince. What relevance does the sun burning out in 4.5 billion years' time have to the football of the MCG on Saturday?
Well, BT said the sun's in their eyes, and he said, well, it's been there a long time. And I asked him how long, and he said, well, I don't know, just a long time, and it's not going anywhere. So what I thought I'd do is I looked up the facts, Limo, and they're the facts. We're halfway through the sun's life.
How old is the sun?
4.6 billion years old, Ruth.
And what's its lifespan?
And it's only got 5 billion years left, right, so we're nearly halfway through. So BT thought it might.
Jeez.
Well, he just brought it forward to about 2 hours left. So he thought the sun might go out. We're going to have to get used to candles. And well, it was Carlton Hawthorn, and Hawthorn is shit. So
hey.
BT did hilariously suggest better stock up on light bulbs. Yeah. Only 5 billion years to go.
He sort of just ran with that, didn't he, for the rest of the game?
Like your toilet paper during COVID. Go and get some light bulbs.
Hey, that's entertainment, boys. And, I informed.
That's right.
People didn't know that.
That's how you roll.
It's Triple M.
Yeah. All right. Bontempelli, another 4 years at the Western Bulldogs. That's a good thing. I love seeing players like him commit to his club. And he is Bulldogs through and through.
Surprised he didn't milk him for at least 5 or 6, like every other player
does. What's he on, mil?
Oh, he'd absolutely be on a million. And you know what? There would have been heaps of clubs try and offer him more than that. You know what? They got told, don't even worry about putting an offer in because he's not leaving.
Nah, how good's that?
4 years is odd for a free
agent.
Yeah,
it is, yeah.
Like, great. You know what? That just reeks of me being, that's how good a bloke he is. Because he could have got 6 years. He probably could have even got 7 years if he wanted to. They would have signed him.
Great bloke, great leader, great player.
Great for the game.
He hits the scoreboard, which I love. He's kicked multiple goals in most of the games this year. He's hitting the scoreboard
a
lot. Great leader too, love
it. All right, let's get back to Collingwood for a moment. We ask this every week. Nathan Buckley, any more news on him?
Honestly, I think he gets another year. I think they back him in for another year, Ditz.
Based on?
Oh, well... Look, they've got some injury concerns, and obviously there's a lot of noise off field, and Graham Wright's going to obviously reboot the football department. But I just think back him in for another year. He's had 11 good years.
Well, how's he going to reboot the footy department if Buckley's there and they've got blokes like Robert Harvey and they've got good assistant coaches? They actually said for the first time on the weekend they are rebuilding, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They used that language for the first time, which I think puts their supporters at ease a little bit because They were trying to hold on to the fact that they're still going to make the top eight up until about 2 weeks ago, which was never going to happen.
Pendlebury's starting to look a little bit, and he's entitled to. He's had an unbelievable career. Yeah. DeGoey, they're starting to talk about a trade.
Mm. Do they trade DeGoey?
If they don't think he is ever going to be professional, like actually go, yep, I want to be the best I can be, then
I'd trade him. I'd trade him.
Would other clubs surely be saying the same thing? I think he's lost a lot of
respect.
Well, not respect, because he's trying. A lot of market value.
You know what, that might be the kick up the arse.
The North Melbourne trade he could have got.
5 years at a million.
5 years and a million a year. Silly boy for not taking that. Yeah. Because he's worth half of that now.
But at least he's loyal to his club. So, but he's not professional to himself. He's not loyal to himself.
So you're saying he stays or you think they'll find a new coach?
You know, all I'd want, I reckon, if he doesn't just go look in the mirror and go, can I give it a crack, young fella? You've got bucket loads of potential. At the moment, you're a very poor man's Dusty Martin. At your best, you could be not far off Dusty Martin. Just have a crack for 3 or 4 years of your life. Actually, 7 years. He's only young. He's only 24 or something. Get your potential and maximise it, because otherwise your footy career will pass you by.
I'm sick of this comparison to Dusty Martin with him. Yeah. He's so far off. I know you didn't compare him.
He's a midfielder that can go forward.
He is nowhere near. He's not Dusty Martin's bloody bag carrier. He's not. He plays the same style of football. He's got tattoos. That's about the only thing he's got.
Midfielder that can go to full forward and change the game.
25 other players in the AFL.
Nowhere near Dusty.
The Bont. He goes forward. Yeah, keep going. Why are they comparing him?
Because he's better than Dusty Martin at the moment.
Nah. Every good five. All the good midfielders can go forward, Roo. The tall ones. Yeah, Cripps can do that.
He's a good midfielder like that. Yeah.
The question was about Nathan Buckley, not DeGoey.
Yeah, anyway.
Who cares?
Jody won a Brownlow with him.
No, I care about him. But
Roo,
you made the call about it every bloody week.
You made the call on Monday, Roo, that Nick Holman should get off his two-match ban. Yeah. He did. So the match review panel maybe got that one right, but are they getting a lot wrong?
Well, you know, he shouldn't get off. Maybe Michael Christian.
How long is he going to stay in his job? Well, he reported me. That's so much, that bloke. I've been waiting for him to go.
I'm going to defend Michael Christian here.
Right.
Oh, here we go. True story.
He puts the information into a grid and it just spits out the answer, doesn't it? That's how the system works, though. So let me put it to you. Bloke's got concussion, so you have to look at it. Was it intentional or careless?
Neither.
Was not.
It was a tackle. It's just a tackle.
Well,
he has to football tackle, mate.
But he has to assess it.
Because intentional tackle, because he tackled.
Don't get technical on us.
Anyway, if you follow it through, it spits out 2 weeks. So it's not his fault. You've got to blame the system.
We'll spit back at it.
We'll spit at you. And when was the last time you laid an actual tackle, mate? When you played? Best and fairest at West Adelaide.
I was playing way too wide to ever be involved in a tackle.
Common sense prevailed there.
A win for footy, that was getting overturned.
It would have been civil war if he'd copped that.
Lee Matthews actually came out yesterday and said that tackling will probably go the way that bumping will.
Any time you tackle, he's not saying it should.
He's just saying there's a chance that any time you tackle, if they get concussion. You're going to get rubbed out. Which I hope
he's not going to say they're going to ban tackling, did he? He just said if you tackle, they haven't banned bumping either. But if you get concussion from a bump, accident or not, you're liable. That's why you play, is to tackle. Mm. To get physical with the opposition, to maim
But you do have to be careful with your tackles. Now, Tex was on the edge of that, rightly or wrongly. Holman's on the edge, rightly or wrongly, and they're both pretty good tackles.
Now, Jars, you dropped a bit of information on your award-winning show a couple of days ago. Yeah. Port Adelaide linked to the Thunderbirds. What's that all about?
Yes. I got the netball side. Yeah, I got some information.
What did
you say then?
The netball team.
Oh, I thought it was a new sponsor.
I got some intel, and our netball girls aren't doing that too well at the moment, are they?
No, so they need support.
We need to get behind the girls. So the intel I got... Right.
He's just flicking through his messages for his intel. He's forgotten who told him.
By the way, do they make those phone holders for men?
Yeah. Oh. Nah, dips.
Can you just describe while he's trying
it's
to
not a purse.
He's giving it up with his intel.
It's not a bloody
purse. Leather.
He's got a leather pouch.
I haven't got a leather
pouch. It's a bloody laptop carrier.
I haven't got a pouch.
It's a leather pouch.
It stops the radiation going through my fingers and my ears.
Oh, it's gone straight through. He's a bloody anti-vaxxer now.
There is a little bit of a whisper that Port Adelaide will invest into the Thunderbirds program.
They haven't got any money. How are they going to do that?
Right. All right. When do you start your facilities?
Now, you know this happened once before.
Yes, I do. And
so
I spoke
if you remember,
this.
a few years ago, Port Adelaide sponsored the Thunderbirds, and the Thunderbirds wore teal dresses
right.
and skirts.
Yes.
And then there was a revolt from the Thunderbirds fans.
What?
They said, because all the people say, we don't want to play in Port Adelaide colours.
Yeah, that's
you know the one good thing, though, if Port Adelaide did sponsor the Thunderbirds, mm-hmm. They could be the jailbirds, couldn't they? With the prison bars.
You're not Limo.
I know I'm not Limo. I'm the poor man's Limo. Everyone's like Limo.
I like it.
You're a rich man's Limo.
Here it is. Port Adelaide will take over the Thunderbirds netball side when their women's side comes in. The AFL team.
He found it.
Right.
All right.
All right. That's what I got told. So when the Port, which is
good
2022.
Story. Good story.
Who's that from, though? It's a number you haven't got the name for.
Yeah. Who was it?
It's from a mate that gave me the Clarko mail.
Right. You've been listening to The Bump. Enjoy your footy. We'll see you next week.
Say goodbye to Bernie, Bluey and Jars and a big hello to TradeZone, Australia's largest electrical wholesaler. Sparkies, buy all your electrical and solar supplies at tradezone.com.au. Then pick up at their new Parafield warehouse and score a free brekkie and coffee before 9:30.